That used to be the Ford thing. Quality is job one.
Made me chuckle because I saw that slogan briefly after our car took it on upon itself to crash into a wall because of the computer went ballistic.
And I always thought it was strange because, like, if you know anything about how factory works, quality assurance is when the stuff's already built.
And if you know anything about the Ford Pinto, quality was not job one.
Quality was job, we'll get to it.
Yeah, and we'll pay the lawsuits because it's cheaper than fixing the problem! Wasn't that the reason that punitive damages were invented?
I don't know. You may be right. But fuck, I just forgot what I was going
to
say.
Quality is when we get to it.
No, but if you know anything about a factory,
yeah,
they do the quality assurance at the end.
You just made me think
of
that.
It's not job one.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Job one, building the car.
Yeah.
I don't know how they split the assembly line work. Maybe, you know, somebody melts the metal into a car shape.
Oh, I'm pretty sure it's smaller than that.
No, I know it is.
Molt.
I know it is.
Molt.
But let's
molt,
say, okay.
Launch.
Let's say molt. Somebody takes like a big vat of molten shit.
Yeah.
And they mold it into an Escort with their dry thing. It's like, then somebody else puts wheels on it. Somebody puts an engine in it. Somebody carpets it. Somebody throws in the steering wheel, builds all the columns. At this point, quality, even in these oversimplified terms, quality is at least job 7, 8,
yeah.
9, 12. So depending on how, you know, how micromanaged everything is and how small each person on the assembly line's job is, quality is about job 38.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's not job 1. Nobody believes that, especially because you're Ford.
Yeah, you're Ford. You.
Found on road dead. Fix or repair daily.
I've not heard those before.
Fucking old rebuilt Dodge. It's a Ford.
Yeah.
No one believes that quality is job 1. Shitty quality is job 1. No. You build the car. That's job 1. If you want to say quality is job 2, I know it's a shitty... I know why they got rid of that slogan.
Yeah.
Because quality can't be job 2. And saying that quality is job 1 is false advertising because you can't quality test something you have not built.
Doesn't exist. Yeah. Yeah.
You can't guess.
Yeah.
Quality is... Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Inspected by Mary Lou.
Yeah.
Just made me think of that that chick who found a tag in her underwear that said inspected by Mary Lou.
Yeah. Who was that? Margaret Smith.
I think, yeah, that sounds right.
Yes. Yeah, it was.
Well, how could she possibly protect me from my underwear? And I think, well, I wouldn't want a piece of Coke bottle in there. That would be pretty bad. She was talking about wondering how many things were inspected by Mary Lou.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's made me think of that.
Yeah.
But,
quality, not job 1, everyone. That's why they got rid of that 1980s.
Now it just says Ford. Drive 1, like it's an order.
Yeah, Ford. Drive 1.
Drive 1.
I don't know why they don't, if you can.
I, the one that killed me was, we want you to think about a Ford. And then that immediately changed to we want you to drive a Ford.
Yeah, think about a Ford.
Think about a Ford. And then go, nah. Nah, I think I'll go with a Chevy. Nah.
Yeah.
Nah. Chrysler. Yep. Yeah.
So,
I always thought the term Ford Escape frightened me.
Escape.
Yes, because it's willing to eject you out of the car after something fails on it and you crash.
Yeah, Escape is no good. I don't really like Probe.
No.
The Ford Probe.
Ford Probe. New. Probing.
I don't know. It's like I have to have safeguards for my ass. Like I'm driving along and it's like the Ford Probe.
God damn it, I didn't have an Anaprobe.
Yeah, pretty nice.
Yeah.
The Escort. It's like, what do you bring the Escort for? So somebody can push?
Yeah.
With your fucking piece of shit car stalls? What do you bring an Escort for?
Escort. You pick up hookers in it?
Pinto. You name your car after beans.
Wasn't? Yeah.
Pinto bean.
At least Mustang was a horse, you know.
Yeah.
Fast. Whee! Fun race. Woo! Yeah, okay. And
Taurus. Sure, that's something.
A bull?
Yeah, a bull. Quality in this job one, that's bull. Taurus. Yeah. Bull? Okay, yeah, we got it. Yeah, okay, yeah, I can tie the shit back together. I at least understand that. Things I can put back together with logic. I'm fine with. I got you with that one, didn't I?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Taurus.
Taurus. I can't think of other ones.
I'm trying to think of other Fords. The Ford Explorer.
Yeah. Sea probe.
Explorer. They probe you with the Explorer.
Well, I guess you could take the Explorer up in the wilderness and drive around and
You could. I guess if you roll backwards down one of them hills when it stalls and you flip, you'll have to escape. Then you'll need an escort to the hospital where they'll give you a probe. And it'll be a good probe because maybe quality is job one.
Maybe your escort will be a Taurus, like the sign.
Maybe.
They're born in that month.
You never know.
Yeah. What the hell's a wind star, anyway?
A wind star.
Yeah.
That is a farting champion. Mr. Methane. Wind star.
Wind star, yes.
Wind star.
Yes.
I don't know what a wind
star is. I don't know what an aero star is.
That either means your car is awesome at blowing around. It's the star of the wind.
Yes.
Or it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I don't know. What the hell's an aero star?
Maybe you have to shoot it at a good car in the hopes that it will hit it and the goodness will rub off.
What about a tempo?
You shoot the arrow. Tempo.
Yeah.
Tempo.
Tempo.
Did they name it the tempo because it can rhythmically, like, it can continuously go at the same speed without slowing down and stopping?
Perhaps. Oh, do I have
it
to
keeps make, tempo.
We did have our tempo for a long time, and it was a tough little sucker. So I guess it was a good
until
car.
You drove it.
No, it was good. Like, yeah. It took mom back to, like, she worked about 45 minutes from where we lived, and it drove her back and forth, and then my brother was driving it, and he was not exactly as good a driver as my mom, and he smucked somebody a little bit, and it didn't show a mark, but the other guy's bumper went,
quack! He smucked somebody with a tempo, and didn't die.
He didn't. We called it the tank, because it was a tough little tempo. And the other guy's bumper was going ding, 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 ding.
Well, maybe.
And his tempo was fine.
Maybe he crashed into an escort.
Or a Saturn with those crumple zones.
Crumple zone.
Crumple zone.
That sounds disconcerting.
It does.
I want something that's not crumpling at all.
Yes.
I want the crumple zone to be the other person's car.
Yes. I don't want crumple zones.
I don't need my car crumpling.
Sanctioned pop can.
Yeah, if I hit something, I want them to crumple.
Yeah.
Not me. I don't want to crumple.
Crumple zone.
Crumple zone.
Crumple zone.
Yeah. Why did you name a car a Saturn? Anyway.
I don't know. Saturn. At least it wasn't called a Uranus.
True.
But that'd be bad as a probe.
Yeah, we do have Mercury's.
Yeah.
Yeah, Saturn. I don't know if we have anything.
I don't know.
Car-y thing.
I don't know. I don't
There's
think
no
so.
No Neptunes.
No Plutos. No Uranuses. No Marses. No Venuses.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just completely lost my train of thought to everyone.
Yeah, we were just talking about crumple zones.
Yeah, I know. Crumple zone.
Yeah.
I understand the theory, but it just sounds...
It sounds horrible. I'm sure it does a fine job of...
Hey, we're going to crush your car when you run into this other guy. If he doesn't have the same kind of car you have, he may not crumple. You will. Good luck. Good luck, everyone.
Yes.
Yeah.
For some reason, I had a dream. I don't know if... I've had a lot of dreams about weird technology when I was a kid, and some of them have come true, and it's really weird. Like, you used to dream that your computer...
My computer?
No, anybody's computer. You would buy a computer, and it would work for so long, and all of a sudden, everything would be gone, and you would have to start fresh. You'd have to set it back to the factory defaults and start over again.
So what if factory defaults stopped working?
It was like, it just had a time when it would just go boink, and if you didn't, like, and you never quite knew when it was going to be, so you had to always back up your shit.
Okay.
kind of like Windows and hard drives now sometimes.
Yeah.
It's like you never knew one. And what was the other dream that I had? I dreamt that there was a car that you could get and you could punch coordinates into it. You could say, take me from this place to this hotel, yeah, and it would drive itself.
I used to think about that a lot. The blind car.
Yeah, the blind guy car. And now...
Yeah, you could say, hey, take me to Frank's, and it would take you.
And it would take you to Frank's. Yeah. And now we have GPS, and now... Well, this isn't quite the blind guy car that we were envisioning, but now the NFB and Virginia Tech, I think it was Virginia Tech, are going together to make,
yeah, the, self-driving
make
car.
The self-driving car. But it's not really a self-driving car, it's the car that you drive if you actually feel like you have enough reflexes to interpret this bajillion kind of inputs that you're going to be receiving. You know, I if this car works, sweet, but I will never, ever, ever, ever drive one because I don't think I trust myself enough to get all that input and interpret it fast enough. Because you're not in a position where if you make a mistake, it's oops. You make a mistake, it's... It's death. You make a mistake and you might kill another blind pedestrian because you misread the vibrations that
hell,
said...
you might kill somebody in a car.
You might kill yourself. You might kill a child. I don't trust myself to drive. I've never driven and... Walking around, I get spatially a little disoriented, so I don't trust myself to make lane changes and drive and share the road with all these other cars. Some of them aren't that good drivers.
Yeah.
Pedestrians don't respect the road. What if it doesn't pick one up and crunch? Maybe some blind people who went blind later or who have a really good sense of direction and orientation and can play video games like mad and can, you know, interpret all these signals and do everything right. Maybe one of them would be able to drive one of these cars, but there's no way I'd get behind one of the... Not on the road with everybody else. Sure, put me on a track. Let me play with it. That's as far as I'm going to go. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'd trust... You know, as much as I fantasize about I wish I could drive myself around, when I get down to thinking about the nuts and bolts of it, no!
Yeah,
I'm happy to be a passenger. Thank you.
I'm not sure about it either. I mean, I have pretty decent spatial awareness, but I don't trust myself.
There's so much information to take in that the eyes do naturally, and you're substituting it with all these other things. And
I don't trust the sensors, and I don't trust me.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You interpreting the data. That's
And let's say the data's not right.
Well, it too. But I mean, what if it is, and you just don't interpret fast enough?
Yeah, but what if it's not?
And what if
it's... you think it is? What if you're interpreting everything as it's giving it to you, but as you're interpreting it, you're actually running down Caravana?
Yeah, pretty much. There's so many... No, I just don't think...
I love computers. They've opened up a lot of doors for blind people, but I don't trust them.
Yeah.
I don't trust them to handle everything for me.
No. Because GPSs make mistakes, and you don't want the GPS driving your... car telling you this stuff. What if a sensor goes out and you don't even know it?
That's what I mean.
What if your right front headlight beep, beep, thing is gone? So you're missing, you have a big giant blind spot.
Yeah.
A blind spot.
So you have a Steve.
You have a big giant sensory an empty spot.
Underload. You have a sensory underload.
Yeah. You're going to kill people and not even know it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fuck. And there's some things that you just can't... Somebody just says...
Best analysis of the day right there.
Like, fuck. And some things can't be interpreted by machines. Like, say you just ran down Caravana, and you're driving along like everything's fine, and you somehow don't know, and a police car comes, and they haven't turned their siren on yet.
But they want you to pull
over. This thing cannot think for you and go, police car, blue lights, pull over, yeah. Pull over. Mm. You just keep driving. Next thing you know, you're under arrest for evading.
Yep.
I mean, I sound like...
That's my best analysis.
I sound like an old woman. I can hear my grandma. Technology is the ruination of society. But I don't think we should be behind the wheel. I don't think it's a safe idea. Even the best technology cannot substitute for... Yeah. Natural It can substitute when things are moving a little slower, but when things are moving and you've got 2 nanoseconds, it's too much,
Yes, there's human error on most highways, but I would rather human error than technological error.
Yeah. Because I'm at the mercy of the technological area on top of the human error that I'm sharing the road with. Mm-hmm. The douchebags that drive through the intersection where I live, I don't want to be sharing.
And I have no opportunity to fix the error.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I get charged when I mow down Granny at the nursing home because I didn't get her picked up in my spotlights of sensory stuff. I get, my technology doesn't go to jail. I go to jail.
Yep.
The hell is all this rage coming from?
Go over. How you doing on that?
I'm still sipping because I suck.
You've been fucking sipping that thing since 5 o'clock.
I know! I suck!
4:30.
I took huge breaks. Because I had to.
Maybe I should take huge breaks. Then I wouldn't sound like this.
Oh, Steve.
I think I'm okay, but...
No, you're fine.
I don't know. You could have done this by yourself.
I don't think so.
You don't.
I need you to play off of.
All I'm doing is pushing stop.
Whatever.
That's all I'm doing.
Stop hitting yourself.
I'm not hitting me.
Beating up on yourself.
I'm not.
You are.
No. I'm being honest.
No.
I am the Ford Escort of useful.
What?
Quality is job none.
Oh, stop.
With me.
Stop, stop, stop.
I got the fucking hiccups in the middle of this.
So? I had to ask you to pause.
Yeah, but if I wasn't here, you would have done it. You
know what I'm saying.
You asked me to pause because you wanted to give the retard a job.
No. I'm saying I needed to pause.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to at that moment.
But you could have done it.
I know I could have done it, but you're saying the hiccups are crappy. Well, I had to ask you to pause. Stop the bus.
I don't know. Not sure about that one.
You're fine.
What else do we have to fucking do?
I'm trying to find a way to segue into the silly things people have done
lately.
You know
what? Just don't.
All right.
Because, this whole thing is silly. Ridiculous.
Yeah, but some people have done some things lately that I think are hilarious, and I wanted to blog about them.
Yeah, you talked about the fool drivers.
Yes.
Let's talk about the fool pedestrians.
And some of these are fool drivers too.
Yes. Okay. Well, you get started. I'm off to the merry old land of Oz because I'm off to drain the lizard.
Thanks for the detailed.
I didn't give you details. I didn't tell you anything about the lizard.
I don't want to know you were draining the lizard.
Well, I'm not draining it now. I'm not in there yet.
No, you're not box to box.
I'm going to drain.
You're not
I'm
box.
I'm off to drain.
Yes, I know. I know.
Okay.
All right. Well, while Steve goes off to the land of Oz, I guess I'll start talking about weird people. And I wanted to blog about this, but some of this stuff you just can't blog about because you can't synthesize what I'm trying to say. There's only one, really, that wouldn't work for, but I thought I could talk about the other ones, too. I'm standing at an intersection. And for people who don't know how blind folks travel, we can't see the lights, so we have to listen to the traffic. So if we get up to an intersection, and if the traffic's going in front of you, obviously you don't want to step out because then you'll go, Mack. So you want the traffic to be going beside you. But if you go up to get up to the intersection and you get there and the traffic's already moving beside you, you don't want to step off because what if you get about 3 paces into the intersection and the hand starts flashing and then it goes red and it's a white intersection and, oh look, it's a blind road pizza with their dog. So you always want to wait for the beginning of the light. So people always think it's weird when I get up to an intersection and it's green, I don't go. Well, I don't know if it's going to be green for long. I want to wait through. Plus, I also want to make sure that I'm lined up correctly because I can't see the other side. And sure, I have a dog that can, but she might get confused if I'm like kind of halfway between the two. She'll be like, which the hell street do you want to cross, asshole? So the more time we spend dicking around in the intersection, the more likely I'm going to have an unfortunate meeting with a probe. Or an escort to the hospital. So anyway, people always are like, it's green, why didn't you go? Well, I was waiting for the beginning of a cycle. So I'm standing there listening, I know it's green, and I'm cursing myself because I'm realizing that, gee, I think this was the beginning of a cycle, but I didn't know that. Suddenly a dude comes up on his bike, and he's biking at a pretty good clip. You know, he's biking so fast that you can actually hear him, and he bikes up beside me, bikes past me, and as he's biking by, he goes, "It's green!" And he's gone. So before I can ask him how much longer will it be green, or nothing, he's gone. He's long gone. There's like only a one-way conversation. And drivers do that all the time. They can't hear your responses, but they're yelling, "Do you need any help? You can go now! You can go!" But they can't hear your response, so you can't actually have a conversation with somebody who's asking you questions. It'd be one thing if they just said you can go. But they're like, "What do you need?" But they're in their car, and they can't, and you can't respond. And they're always like, "What? What? What do you need?" Well, you can't help me because you're about four lanes over, idling, about to go perpendicular to where I'm about to step up. Thanks for the help, but you can't help me from there. You're going to have to pull over and come and talk to me. Or, you know, I don't know. Ask somebody else to give me a hand. I really appreciate the help, but if you're actually trying to talk to me, we're not going to be able to talk. Same thing with this bike. It's green! And he's gone. Thanks. I was going to ask you how long it was green, but you're gone. Oh well. Thanks for the help. I don't mean to sound like you shouldn't help, but it's kind of like, I don't know. This is why I need Steve, because he's good at coming up with analogies. So Steve,
what do you need me for?
I'm trying to think of a reason why somebody having a one-sided conversation with you isn't helpful.
A one-sided conversation?
Like, you know, like with anybody, like, "It's green!"
I was going to say, a one-sided conversation with me isn't helpful because it's with me.
Shut up, Steve. Well, not shut up, Steve.
And I'm useless.
Steve, stop.
Let's see.
Well, it's like, I don't know, it's like you walk up to McDonald's and they say, "Can I take your order?" And you ask for burgers and a fries and a shake, and they go, okay we'll have nuggets and onion rings and a Coke.
I have no idea what you're going for right here.
Like, hey,
you pack her off.
Like,
the dog is licking me as if I'm wearing bacon underwear. I am not, I should add.
Like, stop. I don't
know. She's not doing anything right now.
Okay, she was heading for the land of nuts.
Before. Were you going for the land of milk and hum me? Hey, now. Hey, that was clever, too.
That was funny.
That's why you need me, because I make pervert jokes.
It's like, I don't know, it's like you're... you have to communicate. You need to be able to hear each other, and if you can't hear each other, you're not going to be able to work together. So if the McDonald's guy's already decided what you're eating for lunch, you might as well not order, because he's just going to give you what he's going to give you.
Sure.
So he's...
What the fuck?
So he...
The dog is, like, licking the hell out of my knees, feet, hands. I have done nothing. The only thing I did is hold my pecker in my hand. And I even washed my hands. I didn't piss on my knees. I don't know how one would do that, but I didn't do it. I didn't do anything like that. She's licking my feet, my hands, my knees, my twig and berries. She's everywhere. What are you doing? I am not that impressed.
Freaks down.
God, at least I'm useful to someone. I am of no value to this podcast,
girl,
but man,
sure.
Alive.
Poop it all.
God.
Oh, gracious.
Jesus. Yeah, now she's licking me. Get out of here. I don't know. I'm lost.
I was trying to say is, you know
when
what?
You called me out here, I'm being licked like hell.
Okay, hold on.
I might say. No, I was just getting ready to husk our corn on the cob.
Shit,
we were gonna have.
We gotta freaking do that.
Yeah, we do.
The whole idea.
But I was getting ready to do that while I was in there. I took my last urination which for the people who would understand this, which number's about maybe 4, 5, 1.9. Inside joke.
Yeah.
I'm saying there's only about 4 or 5 people that would understand.
I don't think there'd even be 4 or 5.
I think there might be 4.
Back.
Yeah, I can think of 4.
All right.
Including me and you.
Yeah, okay.
So.
I can think of one more. Okay.
But I was about to do that, and then I heard my name, and this is why I need Steve, and that phrase occurs so rarely.
Shush.
That I had to come back out here, so.
Yeah. Well, what I was trying to say is, people say, well, I'm sure people probably think I sound ungrateful when I say, you know, that help of, it's green, isn't helpful.
It's not.
But it's like I said, like, if you go up and order a bunch of food and they give you a bunch of other food, or they like ask you what you want and then run away, well, what good is that to anyone?
Well, and the idea that they've already made it across. Of course it's green.
He was on a bike, so he was driving.
Yes. But there are a lot of people who do that same thing going across.
Yeah.
They're like, going across and they yell to you that it's green. They're in the middle of the street.
But the big
They're
thing
almost
is
to you.
That I don't have time to respond and ask them anything. They're gone before I can, like, say.
They're just telling you, hey, it's green.
And then they're mad that you don't go. Like,
yeah.
You hear about
Even though you may only have, like, 10 seconds left.
Like, I talked about the whole thing about listening and not going when it's green because you don't know when it's going to turn red. It was like, I want to ask you, how much longer have I got? The funniest is when someone goes, it's green, and you go, for how long? And they go, oh, crap, it's changing. Yeah, that's why I wasn't going yet.
Yeah, like they want you to cross on the yellow.
It's a beautiful...
Don't mess with Mr.
Beautiful,
in between.
It's a beautiful, enlightening moment when they realize that's why you were waiting, because the light was about to change. I had a guy... This was too funny. I was going...
Stop on the red, go on the green.
Don't mess with
Mr. in between unless the pedestrian tells you to.
Yeah, well, I was walking to the meeting, and I ran into two of my fellow committee members, and one of them yells, go, it's green! And my gut said, don't. But they were coming too, and I thought, well, they're not going to step. And then they're like, no, stop, it's not green anymore. That's why I was waiting, sir. And this guy has a vision problem. So he should know.
He has quite a few problems, actually.
I know his vision is a lot better than mine, but... And then when I said, well, that's why I was waiting, and he looks at me and goes, that's why you shouldn't trust a blind guy. And I was like, can I shoot you? Then don't tell me it's green. Mm. If you don't think I should trust you, don't tell me it's green.
But people are hilarious. They want to help you even when they can be of no assistance whatsoever. Because, like, they think they can help.
Well, the funniest is when someone comes running up to you with that, I'm about to save someone, I'm about to save someone,
panic.
I'm about to save someone.
I've had that happen, but they do.
La, 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 la.
I've had people pull up alongside me in cars, but that's not even my favorite.
This guy, these people run over to me and they're like, hello, do you need something? And I'm like, yeah, I'm just looking for the shoe shop. And they're like, what? Well, the shoe shop, it's right here! And they're like so shocked that I'm actually in the vicinity of what I'm going for. That they're like expecting that they're gonna have to scoop me up and save the damsel in distress, and I'm gonna say, yes, I need you. I have no idea how I got here.
Well,
I need someone to pick me up and carry me home.
Karen, I will tell you that you should go downtown.
Yes, because the lights beep there. Yes.
Even if you don't need to go there,
you don't have a destination there,
near where you need to be.
You really should go downtown.
You should, because
the lights beep there. Just walk around crossing the lights. Look at me. Cuckoo! Cuckoo!
My favorite bit of useless help came a few years ago. When Karen and I didn't live together.
Mm-hmm.
This was completely ridiculous, but I'm walking down my street. And I turn the corner at the cross street. I keep walking. I walk up to the bus stop, which is a sign.
Yes, giant post.
It's a big old metal post with a big old metal sign on it.
That says the bus number.
Bus stop.
That
says the bus number. This is the bus that comes here. It comes here. Not at the corner. Not quite, anyways. It's offset enough that you should know that, no, this is not the corner.
Mm.
So, this one day, I'm minding my own business. And I walk up to the bus stop. I don't remember where I was going, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So, I walk up to the bus stop, and suddenly, from far down to my right and across the way, I hear... Sir! And I'm like, what? Huh? sir! And I realized, they must be talking to me. So I thought, I'm going to join in the spirit. So I said, yes! And they said, sir! And I said, what? And they said, and it was a woman. And she said, you can't cross here! I said, I know! And she said, you can't cross here! Do you know that? And I said, yes! And she said, don't cross there! And I said, I know! This is a bus stop! And she says, oh! Are you waiting for a bus? And I said, yes! That's why I'm standing at the bus stop! And she thinks, and she says, okay! You're not trying to cross here then? And I said, no! It's a bus stop! I said, I'm blind, not stupid! And she, and then she runs over.
After she's had this dialogue.
She has this conversation with me. She starts running over and she says,
crossing there, might I add.
No. Yeah, she crosses at the corner of it. She comes over and she says, oh, I feel so much better. This is a bus stop. You're waiting for the bus. You know what you're doing. You're not trying to cross here. I said, no, I'm not. She says, okay, you had me having a heart attack. And I said, you don't have to worry. I said, I'm standing at a bus stop waiting for a bus. You don't have to worry. She says, okay, I was going to have a heart attack. I thought, I was thinking, oh no, this poor fellow thinks that this is the street. I said, I don't know if you noticed, but I walked past the street. This is not the street corner. This is like a good 10, 15 feet down. I know, but I didn't know if you knew that. I said, yeah, I'm okay. There's no need for you to jaywalk across the street to tell me that. Okay. So you're okay then? I said, yeah, I'm fine.
Fine.
You're okay? Yeah, I'm okay. Are you getting on a bus? I said, when it gets here, yes, I am. Okay. Oh. You don't need me then?
No.
No, I'm okay. She's like, okay. Nice to meet you, sir. And she walks off.
Jaywalks probably across
right
the
thing. Right back across the thing.
She was trying to die in the deathless.
She may have been. Well, that was my favorite. That was my favorite person trying to help me at an inopportune time.
Oh, it's hilarious.
And I've been standing. The best part, I was standing there for a while.
Yeah, before this even started, right?
Yeah. It wasn't like I just got there.
Yeah.
And you know, squared up with the sign. And acted like, boy, do I ever want a surge.
Yeah.
I'm standing there and I'm tapping my cat. I think I may have been playing in my pockets or doing something with my phone. Which makes it even better. Because
mm-hmm.
I was not going anywhere.
Because I understand.
I was early for the bus.
I understand if she looked over and looked at you and went, oh, gee, I hope he doesn't think that's it. Well, but then watched you for a minute and went, oh, he's obviously just waiting for the fucking bus.
I don't know if she watched me at all, but she was in a freaking panic. Shut
up! Everyone's staring up at us at this point.
I'm sure they are. But if I could focus, I'd have been staring back at her. As if to say, what are you doing?
Oh.
It's like, it's nice that people want to help us, but it would be awesome if they would help us when we actually needed the help.
If they would listen to the response they get. That's my thing. And that's why screen bugs me, because there's no time to actually communicate.
There's no point to that.
Same thing with, well, they come over to you and they, oh, can I help you? And then you say, I'm looking for a thing 2 doors down. Oh, that's even funnier. Can I help you? Yeah, I'm looking for, Joe's Deli. Ah, I can't read the signs. Well, how are you going to help me then?
Uh-huh.
Even if you, you know...
Even if everything were to go perfect.
Yeah. How are you going to help me if you can't read the signs?
How are you going to
help me? I don't know where Joe's Deli is. I'm like, I think it's like 2 doors down. I just can't quite find the entrance. Oh, right here! Oh!
Or when they frantically run up to you, ask if they want to help. You ask them where, like, say, a street is or a building. And then they hit you with the great one. I don't know. I'm not from around here. I don't live around here. I don't know.
Well, then how are you going to help me?
Why am I not helping you then?
Yeah. How are you going to help me? in, even if I said I don't know where I'm going, you couldn't help me get there. Yeah. I very much appreciate the effort, but... And it wouldn't be so bad if you weren't from around here, but you'd look around and go, Well, this sign says Babadaboo, and this sign says Shkubadaboo. You were looking for Shkubadaboo. Okay, maybe go down this way. But they don't even do that. Mm-hmm. They just either freak out that you know where you're going at all.
Yeah.
Or, they run over and they've got Mighty Mouse song in their head. I have come to save the day!
Oh,
and then they can't, because they're too busy saving the day.
I have no problem with people helping us.
Yeah.
But help us in a useful manner.
Listen to what we're saying.
Well, listen to what we're saying, and I will add a caveat to that. Listen to what we're saying. If you stay around long enough to hear anything that we utter.
Yes.
Because it's green.
It's green. Oh, here's another good one that happened to me the other day. This one gave me a freaking heart attack. Speaking of giving somebody a heart attack, I'm standing at a major intersection. This intersection I nicknamed the Star of Death. Because five streets come in there. People don't know how to drive in there. One of them's one way. People are like, and people have told me, you shouldn't come down here in the day. I'm like, well, I gotta go somewhere in the day, so I kind of have to get across here. Sorry. Oh, you shouldn't do it, because it's crazy. But I've gotten used to it. It's doable. You're careful. It has advanced greens on it. Advanced greens for the states. I think they're turning lanes. They're those things where it flashes. It flashes.
Where some of you can go before the other.
Turn left. It's for left turners.
Well, it's for the for the big highways.
It's for left turners.
Yeah,
though.
You can make your turn in your lane.
And there's the flashing green thing. Because I couldn't believe some people were like, they'd never heard of advanced. Only 5 seconds. But,
whatever.
People had never heard of advanced greens, but I think they call them turning lanes in the state.
It feels like 30 seconds when you're trying to figure it out.
Yeah, it's true. So there's an advanced green. It's crazy. Whatever. And they just put in new audibles there. If they've never had audible, beep, beep, and goo-goo, you know, those lights. Hey, blind people!
Yeah, exactly.
You know, those lights. There's a comedy skit about how
Sean the Jungle.
Yeah, I wish I could find it. I've looked on YouTube for that sumbitch. I can't find it anywhere. But he's talking about how it must be humiliating for blind people to get that. So maybe they should yell stuff at them like, hey, blind people! Which made it even more humiliating, but it was funny. But anyway, so they put in these new poles, and I'm just trying to make sure that I do understand what they mean. So I push the button that I think I should push. I'm standing there, it goes off, it sounds like the traffic is right, I step off. I'm going at a pretty good clip. I'm about halfway across the street when I meet up with a guy, and he says, okay, it's your light to go now. I'm in the middle of the intersection!
I hope so.
I hope to shit that it is, because I'm going!
Well, if it's not, it's my time to go.
Yeah, pretty much. It may be my time to quit.
I'm coming to the light.
Yes.
It's my time to go, and it's my light to go on. I will come to the light.
I will come to the light. Yes.
And I will succumb to the transport truck that is...
about to take me out.
Yeah.
My destination. You have reached your destination.
Yeah,
pretty much. But this made me flip into a complete... because I was thinking, did I misinterpret? I couldn't have, because I would be dead by now.
Oh, and that guy's in the middle, too.
And he's in the middle, too, and he seems to be going in the same direction as me, and he doesn't seem to be one to drag me off to the side. So I get to the other side and regain my composure, and I think, holy shit. Yeah. Thanks for the help, but I hope that was my light, or I would have died. But the funniest, I've said that a couple of times now, but one funny thing happened to me the other day that I still chuckle about. I was leaving a parking lot where I go to, there's a bunch of stores in there, and I get to the ramp where you go down into the street, and I always stand there and listen for a while, because people in parking lots, well, there's no rules of traffic there, so people just go, and people in parking lots don't watch for pedestrians. They're busy talking on their phone, waiting for their buddy, deciding whether they want to go over here, over there, trying to find the first chance to get back out on the road. So if I can cross when there's, like, no traffic in the parking lot moving, then I will. If there's an idling car, I figure at any point Aunt Mabel's going to come out of the pharmacy, jump in the car, and they're going to go, and I'm going to be dead if I step off. So I'd like the car to just fucking go. So this woman comes over and says, can I help you? And I said, you can help me by telling me what that car's doing. And she goes, he's waiting for you. I'm like, oh. And of course, I don't wave people on in parking lots either, because I can't assume that they're waiting for me, because sometimes you have to wait for a way of break in traffic.
Yeah.
So it's not really a safe assumption. At an intersection, sure. But
I'm terrible then, because if somebody's stopped, I'll give them like 2 seconds and then I'll go.
In this drugstore parking lot?
Yeah. Have done this.
I don't know.
If you're sitting there, I'll give you a few seconds and then I'll go if you're not moving. I don't mind doing
that. That's like, I don't know.
I guess it's just a to each his own.
They're really close to me, and I thought, if it's across the parking lot, it's one thing, but they're close, and I thought, I'll step out and they'll crunch me.
I just figured, you know what, I'm coming out, he's sitting there.
I'll do that in our parking lot.
I'll just wait, you know, I'll go.
Drugstore parking lot's weirding me out because the traffic sounds so funny to me.
I'll do it.
All right. But, so I said, I just wondering, she's waiting for you. I said, okay, well, then I'll go. So she crosses the parking lot with me because she's, you know, making conversations, all good. We get to the other side, and I said, she said, are you going down to the lights? Now, there are lights at either end of this block.
Uh-huh.
So I said, yes.
Yeah, there are the lights by where we live, and there are the lights where you cross to.
Granted, the lights that are the opposite way of where we are. I was closer to those lights, so perhaps I should have assumed that she meant those lights. I don't know. But I said, yeah, I'm going up here. I live across the way. She goes, are you sure you want to go this way? Because you won't be crossing at the lights here. I said, yeah, I will. No, the lights are back there. I said, no, there's lights up here too. And she goes, oh, I guess there are. But she was like, we stepped, and I even told her which, yeah, that made it even funnier, because I even told her which lights I was crossing at, but people don't know street names, I guess.
So neither do I.
It didn't mean anything to her that I said I was crossing up at this street, Street A. She was convinced I was going to Street B. And she's like, if you go up here, you're not going to cross at the lights. And I'm like, yeah, there's lights up here. And she's like, how are you going to cross? So I was explaining, you know, the basics of crossing the street for us. And, you know, it's like I go when the traffic goes the way it should. And she finally is like, oh, those lights. Okay, I thought you were going to try and cross in the middle of the street, because on one side...
You can't cross here!
There, on one side of the street, there's little intersections, but the other side of the block doesn't have any. So I guess she thought I was going to try and jaywalk at one of them or something. And I was like, no. I'm like, but she kept saying, and I've explained this a couple times, she kept saying, you're going the wrong way, and she kept trying to turn me around. And I'm like, no, I've lived here for 4 years. If I don't know where my home is, I need to go see the doctor and figure out where my brain went. Mm-hmm. But it was just like, she was just like, it took her so long to figure out that yes, in fact, there are lights up here. Or the other funny one was when I was learning, I was going to have my home interview for getting Trixie. There was, you have to do a route. You have to show them you can cross the street and you're not gonna, like, you know, jump out in front of traffic and just make them stop. So I was gonna walk the guy down to a spot, and there was a big, major, crazy intersection in the way, and I hadn't crossed it very many times, so I wanted to practice. So I went there. Stupid time. I shouldn't have gone as late at night as I did, but I thought it was still light out because it was summer. It was August, and I went there at like 7 or 8 at night.
I honestly don't think it would have mattered.
It's true, but she said they couldn't see me very well.
Yeah, that's what she said.
But so, yeah, I went...
But people will tell you that kind of shit in the day.
I've never had anybody tell me that kind of shit
in the day. No, but people will tell you anything. I can't cross at the bus stop either.
Well, yeah, but this woman, she's like...
No one can see you. I can't cross 13 feet down from the corner. It's the same principle.
I guess so. So I came up to the corner, and I crossed one way, and I crossed the other way. And, of course, after I crossed back the other way, people were like, what the fuck are you doing? Because it's a busy, busy intersection. They're like, what are you trying to do, have a date with death? You know, crossing the same way a few times. Yeah, I understand them being weirded out. Sure, get it. Cool. They're like, wow, you must be really disoriented, or what the hell. So... She says to me, where are you going? And I said, actually, I was explaining to her about the guide dog and how you have to take them on a walk. And I said, this intersection is scary and I want to make sure that I get it right for the interview. And Chills, you really shouldn't do it right now. They're not going to be able to see you. Afraid you're going to get hit. And I said, okay, I'll come back in the morning. I said, fine. I'd done it a couple of times. I wasn't completely happy, but I figured if I went back in the morning, I'd do it again. Jesus, dude. You and your hiccups. At least you're not holding the thing this time. So I said, okay, I'm going to go home. Cool. Thanks. And she said, are you going to be okay going home? I said, yeah, I'm fine. She said, okay, bye. She said, bye. So I said, okay, bye. And I'm walking. And from behind me, I hear the same shoes connected to the woman who said, bye, following me.
Yeah.
So I'm starting to get a little nervous. Because it's nighttime. I'm new to this area. I really don't know whether it's rough, safe, what kind of nuts and fruits and such live in the area. I don't know. The logical part of me says it's her shoes. It's the shoes that belong to Bai. She's checking to make sure you get home.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure of this. So I said, I'm going to phone Steve. So I pick up my phone. Pull out my cell phone. Call Steve. So Steve, I'm gonna hope that the person behind me that I can hear following me is the same concerned citizen who helped me get across the street. Because if she's not, I'm being followed, and it's freaking me out. I said it good and loud, and all of a sudden she goes, "Hey, yeah, it's me. I just wanted to make sure you got home." Don't scare me like that. If you insist on walking me home, just say I want to walk with you. Just walk with me. Don't tell me bye.
And let the person say you don't have to walk me home.
Yeah. But I mean, if you're really concerned, don't say bye and then tail me.
Yeah.
That's going to make me really, 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 really nervous.
But there's also the idea that we don't want people knowing where we live.
That is true. That is true.
They shouldn't be following
you
home.
They shouldn't be following me home. If I got here...
That's stalking behavior. That's the kind of shit we can call it. If I got here
on my own, I think I can get back. I wasn't deposited on this corner.
Well, you know, you really should go downtown.
Yeah, because the lights beep there.
I'll
have to link to that post.
But it doesn't matter, and we really do appreciate people's
help.
We both do. But even at stop signs, people do stupid shit. Like, I remember one time I'm at a stop sign, and I'm waiting, and this car pulls up, and it stops. And I wait a few seconds, and I don't go, because I'm just learning this area. So I don't go. And then I decide...
He's not going.
Well, I'm just going to wave this guy through.
Right.
So I wave him through. He doesn't go. And I think, am I not at a stop sign?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm being taught by someone, you know, because it's a mobility lesson.
Mm-hmm.
So I look back and I say, am I wrong about this? Is this not a stop sign that I figured out? Yes, it's a stop sign. But I'm not going to tell you what's happening.
I haven't heard this story. I'm excited.
And I said, okay. So I wave the guy through again. He doesn't go. So we're standing there in the stalemate at the stop sign.
No, you go.
It's like, I'm waving the guy through. I've just got my right hand, or my left hand, just waving the guy through to the right. Like, as in, fucking go.
No.
So I can go.
Because I can't hear anything else while you're going.
He doesn't go. He's still not going.
Okay.
So I know it's a stop sign. Because I've been told, since I asked, yes, you're right, this is a stop sign. Good job, you have traffic controlled this perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
And I was even told, you're not going, he's not going, you're not doing anything wrong, but I'm not going to tell you why. So, okay. I'm waving this fucking guy through. He's not going. So I decide, hell with him. I'm done being nice. And all this takes about 30 seconds. It's taken me a lot longer to describe it.
Mm-hmm.
This all takes a few seconds. So I start going, and as I'm going, Buddy rolls down his window in the car. Oh, I'm glad you're going, because I was waving you through. I said, I stopped. Because this was a stop sign, and I know it's a stop sign, and there's a car there. Nobody's going to plow into him and then plow into me. It's just not going to happen. So I stopped, and I said, you're waving me through. He said, yeah. I said, how am I supposed to know that? I was waving you through, he says.
Wow, this guy's dumb.
I said, I'm standing here with a white cane. Good point, he says. I said, how am I supposed to know? Well, I didn't know if you were full blind, or if you were blind, or if you could see a bit.
Well, if I'm not responding to the wave...
I said, well, I'm waving you through. I said, are you full blind? He said, no, but I thought maybe, you know, you'd see me waving you through. I said, I'm holding a white cane. Rule of thumb.
Blind.
Guy holding a white cane, you can go. If the guy with the white cane is waving you through, it means go.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. So you don't want me to wave you through again?
Nope.
I said, no. So I went on my way.
Wow.
And he went on his way.
Did you and the instructor have a good chuckle?
We did. A good chuckle on the other side. I said, huh. And she said, yeah. And I said, that was interesting. And she said, yeah, it was.
I gotta give it to instructors to be able to hold it together. Like that is happening. Yeah, and they're much. Standing behind you,
I actually stopped in the middle of this street to have a conversation with this fellow.
A dialogue with this fella.
We had a dialogue. I was waving you through. Why didn't you go? Well, I thought you were going to go.
Jesus.
Like, who stops to educate someone on blind person travel in the middle of an intersection? We were in a crosswalk.
Yeah.
I can't believe I've never told you that one.
I don't remember that story. Instructors have...
But I thought you were going to go.
I think O&M instructors should get together and write a book on this shit.
They could probably write several.
They have seen it all.
Uh-huh. Between the people they teach and them watching them teach it to us, they've seen literally
everything. Yeah.
Like,
yeah. You could tell an O&M instructor that, you know, a transport tried to cut you off, and they'd be like, yeah.
Yeah.
Was it hauling rocks or...
it's pretty much like, yeah, transport cut me off early. Yeah, okay, it's Sunday.
Yeah.
What's your point?
Which intersection?
Here's what you do.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Been there.
Next time, if you hear one coming, jump back. It won't bend your cane in half. I've had that happen, too.
Yeah, I know.
There was a car.
Yeah.
I had the right of way, too.
Dork.
It was like winter. And I was coming back from the store by where we used to live.
Yeah.
And it was my time to go.
Didn't he sit there for a couple seconds too? Was another one of
those situations? It was absolutely my time to go. And I stuck my cane out into the street. And homeboy gunned it.
Yeah. Drove right over.
Gunned it. And as soon as he did, it was like, vroom, crunch. And he stops.
Yeah.
Stops. Because I had stuck my cane out into the street because I was about to go.
Yeah.
And as I stick my cane out into the street, crunch! Stop.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, shit. My cane just got hit. So I pull it back and I look at it. And I've got like the Quasimodo of cane. I've got the Hunchback of Notre Dame. And I'm looking at this thing and I'm like, fuck, am I going to get home with this? I'm glad I pretty much know where I am.
Yeah.
But it's winter, and it's very snowy. It took me an extra 5 minutes to get to this point.
Too bad you didn't have a cell. You did have a cell phone.
I had it with me.
We could have come and got you.
No, I don't think I had it with me. I probably didn't bring it, because I'm stupid sometimes. But I'm like, how the fuck am I going to get this home? And the guy sits there like, oh shit, I almost ran over a blind dude and it wasn't even my time to go.
Yeah, let me
But he sits there for all of about 3 seconds, and I pull the cane back, and I'm examining it, and he's like, and he must think to himself, oh, he's examining the cane. He realizes he's fucked. I don't need to tell him.
Yeah.
Off he goes.
Yeah.
And I'm here with my cane that's almost bent in half.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, how in the Christ am I going to get home with this? So I wait, and it's my time to go, and so I walk home with this bent in half fucking cane, and I must have used this thing for like a good 2-3 weeks, too. It was pretty bad because it was hard to get it was hard to get replacements for anything.
Well, the funny part. Oh no! You just opened the floodgates.
Oh yes, I did.
Because the funny part.
But yeah, it was so bad because this guy knew he hit me,
mm-hmm.
and he knew he hit me because he stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And if I had stepped out at that second, he would have hit actual me. Because I stuck my cane out and I led with my one foot, and he hit my cane. If I had gone out just a couple of, you know, like an inch further,
mm-hmm.
he would have hit me.
Mm-hmm.
He could have broken my arm, my leg, my foot.
Yeah.
And he knew he did something wrong because he stopped for a second and he gawked at me fucking looking at my cane and then he left as if to say, oh shit, this guy's not going to get my license number.
I can run
this fucker all I want.
Yeah, pretty much.
And he could. He's not wrong. But it's wrong to do that.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not your time to go, don't go.
Yeah,
city.
I was going to say, see also transit Guelph.
Yeah, pretty much. But, yeah, I could have been killed.
Mm-hmm.
And people do that shit all the time.
I can't count the number of people who've done that at our corner here.
Yeah.
With a light.
Uh-huh. This was a stop sign. I think I forgot to mention.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. It was James Street.
Yep. I remember.
And yeah, you could go when it was your time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was my time, and this guy came up as I'm leading off and fucking almost ran me down.
Yeah.
It wasn't a snow... It was winter. It wasn't a blizzard. Like, it was hard for me because the sidewalks and shit are all obscured. But it wasn't hard for him. That street was clean as a whistle.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it was because I crossed it.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no snow falling.
Mm-hmm.
He could have killed me.
And it was daylight.
It was...
Middle of the afternoon.
It was daylight. It was like 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
I remember when you came home after that happened.
And I said, I almost was killed.
Yeah. And I was stupid at the time. I don't know why I didn't... Why?
But there was nothing I could have done.
Yeah.
Because I can't call the police and say, one of the stupidly cars that goes down the street ran me over almost.
Yeah.
You know, actually killed my walking stick.
Yeah.
I couldn't have done anything.
Nope.
So, you know, the guy was right, but he was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Because he tried to kill me.
Pretty much.
And yeah, you know, the city buses at lights have tried to kill Karen and I.
Yep.
I've had to pull Karen out of the way of...
One bus,
and she's hit a few other ones, and I've seen them too, where they don't stop going through the all-way stop.
There's a stop that all pedestrians go and all the traffic stops, and a bus just hitting through.
Right through it.
That one I was lucky, because someone saw it, and they told me which bus it was, and...
I'm so glad you filed a complaint.
I filed a complaint. You know, and I said I would file other ones, but, you know, how am I going to tell you which bus it is, and I don't want to have the wrong person nailed to the cross for someone else's shit.
Because that's the thing about filing complaints. You have to know who you're complaining about.
Mm-hmm.
It's not enough, like, I've seen so many blind people do this. Mm-hmm. It's like something bad happens, and I'm like, oh, this shouldn't have happened, your store is awful, these streets are terrible, it was a bus, you know, like, they have no idea what happened, they just bitch because they're blind, and something bad almost happened to them, because they came out of their little fag cocoon. And,
fag cocoon.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
I know, but I just think
and, that... And, you know, and they're like, oh, I'm going to bitch about something because I'm blind and this shouldn't happen. Like, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You have to know what you're complaining about. Because so many people don't, and they don't take the time to figure it out.
Well, and sit down and write...
And pick their battles.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, even if it's a good battle to pick, sometimes it's not a good battle to pick because you don't know who you're battling.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no way for you to know because there's nobody around you.
Mm-hmm.
And even if there is, you know, sometimes you're too busy going, to know who those people are.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen that so many times and it's disgusting.
Yeah.
But I'm glad you filed the complaint when you could, because you asked the witness. You said, hey, did you see that?
Yeah.
Yes, I did. It was disturbing. And his license number is this. And his bus number is this. And you filed a complaint, and that person went for remedial training.
Mm-hmm. They claim they didn't see me in my bright yellow coat.
Because they didn't see you with your dog.
And my bright yellow
coat. With the harness. And your bright coat.
My bright, bright yellow coat. Mm. In daylight, because it was still daylight at this point.
And they went for remedial training. That's awesome. That's the way to do it. You can't say, I don't like the service because they do bad things to me.
Yeah.
And I'm blind, so no one should do bad things to me because I live in a little homo bubble. And I don't like it when I come out of my homo bubble and someone tries to pop my homo bubble little subcutaneous bubble thing.
Subcutaneous bubble.
I don't know.
Their homo bubble went under their skin?
Yes, it did. Because I'm a bubble wrapped in a bubble, and I don't like it because I'm blind, and I have bubbles in my eyes, and I have bubbles outside of my eyes, and I'm wrapped in bubble wrap that has bubbles around it. Because my parents always helped me, and now they set me loose. Because I want to be independent, and I'm 42. It's like, fuck you. Asshole. Like, shut up! Am I making any sense?
Yes.
I'm sure I do, and that's why you're laughing so much. It's like, to all of you, just fuck off. Just go back to the basement and listen to your fucking police scanner and be on your ham radio and bitch to people about how you don't get out much because you don't know what you're doing when you're out there because you're inept and a tool because your parents didn't help you. And just eat a metric pound of cock, you piece of shit.
Wow.
Either that or learn something.
Yeah, I vote for B.
Yeah, learn something. Spit the metric pound of cock out of your epiglottis. And just... You should see Karen over here right now. Just fucking do something.
Yes.
Learn it, man. I don't know everything, but I know enough shit to live.
Yeah.
It's like, Jesus, like, I'm not going to complain about everything that happens to me. Drivers are shitty. It's a fact of life. If I've got somebody's license number, yeah, I'm calling the sumbitch in.
Yeah.
But it's not enough to say, I'm blind, help me!
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, it never has, and it never will. You know, like, what's the guy's license number? Dark, 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 it doesn't matter. Dark, 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 wah.
Yeah, they can't.
That's not his license number.
Yeah, pretty much.
It has numbers and letters in it, and those letters are not wah, 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 bubble, bubble, bubble. Fuck you, people. Go take a rehab course and learn how to make craft dinner and walk around a stop sign, you useless sack of effluvia.
Oh, Christ.
I need another drink.
I think... Breathe, Steve. Breathe.
I'm breathing.
Breathe, Steve. Breathe. Breathe. Breathe.
I'm breathing. I'm good. I'm fine. Everybody went in. Did I scare them?
I think you did.
I might have.
Although, I thought they might have all gone in when you were, you can't cross here.
Yeah, that might have been the beginning of it.
Well, it is 8:20.
Oh, fuck, are you serious? Let's see, 4 hours almost.
We better wrap this up soon, because...
Yeah, we probably should.
It's going to get to the point where no one's going to listen to it, because it's too goddamn long.
We'll listen to it.
But
it's better than the fucking Canada cast.
Oh, yeah,
so
which was shorter than this shit.
Oh, yeah, that was way shorter than this.
But I really hope that what I say, whenever I get mad about what people do, I feel horrible because we humans are a pendulum.
We mean it in the nicest way.
We humans are a pendulum. We either help, we either do something to the extreme one way,
or
the other way.
Or we do nothing.
Well, that's the other way.
Yeah.
That's the other way.
Okay.
It's like, we either don't help at all, or we're like, help, 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 I'm going to pick you up and scoop you up and...
But some people go out of their way to do nothing. Like, I'm waving you through, he says to the man with the white cane.
Well, that's just ignorance.
No, well, that's
not going out of their way.
No, but it's going out of your way to be useless, whether you mean to or not.
Okay.
You're going the extra mile to be no help at all.
But it's like, I'm so afraid that by saying don't do this and don't do this, everybody's going to, like, not want to help us.
Yeah, but at the same time, don't do that. Do smart things.
I really want to...
Act like you would act with other people, only with sound.
Yeah.
If you're going to wave me through, go, wave!
Go ahead!
Yeah, go. You can go.
Because I've had some people do that. That's
people
great.
Do that all the time. I love that.
Thank you.
That's what I mean. Act like a sighted person with sound.
Like, the funniest is when they wave and they chuckle. You hear them chuckle and go, go ahead, because they've realized how stupid it was and they just waved.
Yeah, they waved at you and they're like, oh, that was dumb.
Yeah.
And they say, go ahead now, and they laugh, and you can hear them laugh.
And you know what happened.
No problem, and you wave at them like a joke.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great.
I don't want people to be afraid, and I don't want you to think that we're all a bunch of angry, blind people.
We aren't.
I'm just trying to explain why some of these things are so ridiculous, so maybe you understand.
But these things are stupid, and you really should know that. Like it is, it's pretty bad that you don't know that waving a blind dude through a stop sign...
Or the guy, this was funny, I was going to catch a bus, and I said, I need to know when the 7 bus pulls in, and he goes... Yeah, it'll pull along a strip. You can't miss it. And his friend was, like, mortified. His friend was, like, mortified. He's like, dude, she's blind. And he's... Actually, no. Dude, she's, And I'm like, dude, blind. And he goes, oh, I didn't know. I'm standing here with my dog, with the harness.
Guide dogs and blind.
Which
harness.
I have to point out, a 7-year-old child in your family was like, it says blind on it. If a little child can read that and perceive it, why can't these adults? Weird.
Good question.
Weird. Oh, somebody jumped in the pool.
Yes,
not everybody's scared of us.
Fools.
Pool fools.
Yeah.
But, like, I really don't want people to be afraid of us. And I'm so afraid because some of us are idiots and do stupid things.
Oh, yeah, a lot of us are.
They get all surly and it's not their fault. I mean, I've got...
Don't listen to the surly people.
I've been surly occasionally if I'm having a really horrible day, like the time that I snapped at a bus driver because the first bus driver forgot to tell me when my stop was, so I had to get on the second bus. And the second bus driver kind of got a small dose of what I wanted to give the first bus driver.
Yes.
And I said to him, please tell me when my stop is, because I'm not in the business of riding Guelph Transit all night.
Yep.
But, I'm gonna get surly every now and then, but please don't think that's, we don't want any help, and we're all a bunch of, just sometimes you have a shitty day, and you say something to somebody, and then you go, oh, shit.
It's the same thing. We're not trying to be assholes to you, it's just... Maybe you've done something ridiculous and we've seen one too many ridiculous
things.
We've
just had a long day of this shit.
Yeah. It's like, because this happens to us all the time. We've sat here telling these stories for the better part of like 40 minutes.
Yeah.
This happens to us every day. And it gets tiresome.
Mm-hmm.
Because for every 2 people you educate, there are 7 people who have no idea what you just said.
And when you tried, just said. That's
like, you know what I mean? Like, you'll have said it.
And they won't understand.
And they won't get
it. It's like they won't even listen.
Some of them are the same people that you're trying to educate.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, you will have finished explaining something, and they'll be going,
And then they'll do the exact same stupid ass shit you
like,
told them.
Like, perfect
to.
Example. So how are you cross at the lights? Well, I listen for the traffic, and when it's going the same way as I am, then I go, So how do you know how to cross? What did I just finish saying?
What did I say?
So how do you know how to cross if you don't have those beep beep things?
What did I just say?
Did
there's only so many times you can repeat the same thing before you have to say, listen, what did I just say?
Yeah. As a blind pedestrian.
Yeah, we're like anyone.
One time I called somebody up because City Hall because of construction. They're ripping up the city. And I called them and I said, as a blind pedestrian, do you think I could walk from the bus to City Hall and not hit a roadblock? And the first words out of her mouth were, are you driving? And I was going to explode with laughter if I didn't. So I just, I sat there and I paused for about 3 seconds. And I said, as a blind pedestrian, and she went, oh, oops!
And it's fun if you realize you've done something stupid.
Yeah.
Laugh at yourself.
But I couldn't, I knew I would either say something really mean or laugh in her face, and I mean, neither of those were going to be a good option.
No.
So I thought, I'm just going to rewind time and start this conversation
over.
We're
just going to pretend that the last, 15, 20 seconds didn't happen at all.
Because I understand fast information coming at you, and you don't process it all fast enough. when I used to work at, and you did it, when we both volunteered at the crisis line, sometimes you'd pick up the phone and it would just be like rapid fire stuff.
Yeah.
And I could probably see myself saying something stupid if I didn't sit and not say anything until I thought I processed everything. So I know how that feels. Mm-hmm. But I had to laugh. As a blind pedestrian, are you driving? Oops. It was a good one. But,
yes, it was.
But look, really, I hope that people don't... I'm actually amazed every time I go ranting and I say, I hope this didn't come off wrong, people do say that it makes sense. So that makes That makes me feel better. Because sometimes I feel like I've come across as an ungrateful person, and I am thankful for any time I do get help.
All we want you to do is to not say the same stupid stuff that you don't say to the sighted people.
Yeah.
It's like, if you don't have to say it to them, don't say it to us. You know we're blind. Ask if we need help. That's all you have to do.
And ask how you can help.
Well, just say, hey, do you need help? And we can say, yeah. You can say, what do you need? That's all you need. And then we'll say, hey, can you let me know when it's my time to go?
Yeah.
You know, or can you give me a hand to find the... You don't have to freak out. You don't have to think you're a hero. Please, for the love of God, stop that.
I know.
You're not... I
helped one girl find a bus because she was confused.
You're not a fucking Boy Scout.
She was confused by the square. If I danced home from that, just...
Oh,
I saved the poor unfortunate soul. I would look like a tool. No, I gave her directions.
And you look like a tool, too.
Yeah, it's like that's why the hero stuff has to go.
Stop doing that. Stop,
what
you're not...
Whatever would you have done if I didn't come along?
People have actually said that.
Yep.
And it's like, you know what we would have done? We would have found it ourselves, or we would have asked
someone
else. You are not, you know, king fucking savior of you know, shit out of luck, blind guy island.
Yeah.
It's just not that way. Just stop. Get over yourself. If you think we need help, ask us. If we say no, it's nothing personal. We just know where
we're going. Yeah.
That's all it is. We know where we are. We don't need your help at the moment. Maybe another time we might need it, but we may not need it right now. And if we say yes, for Christ's sakes, listen to what we're asking for.
Yeah.
Just because we need help, if we say, yeah, we need help, you don't know what we need yet.
Mm-hmm.
We don't necessarily want to cross the street, the busy street.
Oh, yeah, that was... I've had people...
Maybe we want to go down the busy street.
I've had people try and turn me, and I'm like, dude, I'm trying... And that now... Okay, that's another one. When I'm standing at an intersection...
Don't touch us.
Do not touch us.
Don't touch us anyway.
Well, not just anyway, but... Yeah. If I'm trying to keep myself straight, and you start jacking with my shoulders... Or my arms.
I punched a guy in the mall for doing
that. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, if I'm trying to keep a straight line and you touch me, you're probably going to throw me offline.
Yeah.
So you know you're trying to help, but you're actually screwing me up more. Do not touch us.
I punched one guy for touching me, because he grabbed me from behind while I knew where I was going. He grabbed me, and he spun me around, so I punched him in the chest. He was like, hey, what was that for? I said, well, if someone grabbed me from behind, or grab you from behind, what would you do?
Yeah. And I love the
one... He's like, well, I'd probably, you know, I don't know, I'd probably hit him. I said, yeah. I said, what do you think I just did to you? Oh, yeah. I said, yeah. I didn't know if you were trying to help me. He's like, well, I was just trying to help you. I said, well, I didn't know if you were trying to help me or...
Mug me.
Gank my wallet.
Yeah.
I said, what would you do if somebody grabbed you from behind? Well, yeah, good point.
At least he listened.
And yeah, he actually listened. He was not happy about it, but he listened. I don't think he's even liked me after that, even though he knew I was right. But there was another guy. I was walking again through, this was a different mall. But I'm walking along, and this guy grabs me, and he spins me around.
Yeah.
And he says, hey, are you lost?
I am now.
And I said, I am now.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, you don't have to be so mean about it. I said, well, you don't have to grab me and throw me in the direction you want me to go either.
Yeah.
Don't do that, everybody.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Would you grab Joe's sighted person?
No.
If they looked a little bit confused?
You wouldn't.
You would say, what are you looking for?
Yeah. They would ask you for help.
Yeah.
Or, you know, if I look lost, and sometimes I do look lost, and sometimes when I look lost, I know where I am, but sometimes, you know what, I'm legitimately lost. Mm-hmm. I'll admit that. Mm-hmm. I'm lost. Mm-hmm. No idea where the fuck I am. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm in an area I know and just can't figure out how to get out of a jam for some reason. Maybe I'm tired, maybe I'm hungover, maybe I just took a wrong turn. Mm-hmm. You know, just say, hey, are you all right?
Where
you
are you going?
You look confused.
Yeah.
I don't even mind if you say, hey, you look confused. Are you doing okay?
Yeah, sure.
I'd say, yeah, I'm just, you know, I'm pondering to myself. I'm waiting for somebody. Mm-hmm. I've had somebody, I remember waiting for Karen to come home from a night class.
Oh, this was funny.
And she didn't want to walk home.
Because it was from dark. It was 10 o'clock
by herself from her night class. Because it was like 10:30 at night. So I would go up and I would meet her. And I actually, swear to God, had somebody call the University of Guelph campus police.
Not one.
Two.
Six. Yeah. The story you told me, six.
Yeah, six people.
We had six callers.
Had phoned. Six. It wasn't just somebody. You're right. It was six people. In the space of, I'd say about 5-10 minutes maybe I was standing there. Because I wasn't crossing the street. And I wasn't even acting like I wanted to cross the street. I turned away from the street precisely so this wouldn't happen. Ooh. I turned sideways so that they would see me. Because somebody was walking Karen partway and then I was going to walk her home.
Yeah.
And I must have been standing there for about 5-10 minutes. Yeah, I'm going to say 10 minutes. And all of a sudden this person comes up to me. I turned away so it didn't look like I was lining up with the pole or trying to cross the street or anything. But it didn't look like I was, you know, heading the other way either. I stood there, I was looking at the road, but I was not at the corner. Again, it was kind of like
you
the bus
stop.
You
can't cross here.
Yeah, it was kind of like that. I'm standing there. And I'd move around, you know, I'd play with my cell phone. I'd look in my pockets. You know, I was just tapping my foot, just sitting there thinking, waiting for Karen to show up. And I was there for about 10 minutes. And suddenly this fellow comes walking across. He says, hey, buddy. And I say, hey. He says, how you doing? I said, I'm doing all right. How about you? He says, I'm doing good. He says, are you doing okay? I said, yeah, I'm doing all right. He says, oh, I'm University of Guelph campus police. I said, oh, okay, how's that, you know, how's your
going?
Night?
Yeah.
He says, oh, I'm doing okay. And like, I said, what brings you out here way off campus?
Yeah.
I said, well, we got about 5, 6, 7 calls about you. I said, about me? I said, yeah. He says, people are saying that you look like you don't know what you're doing. He said, do you need help across the street? I said, no. He said, okay. Are you lost? And I said, no. I said, all right. Well, people keep phoning here, saying you're standing here and looking like you're aimless, like you don't know where you're going. I said, well, I'm not going anywhere. I said, okay. What do you mean? I said, well, I'm actually waiting for a girl coming home from a night class because she doesn't want to walk home by herself, so I was going to be, you know, her escort home. Oh, well, that's really cool of you. I don't know why all those people are calling about you.
Yeah.
I said, neither do I. He said, I really don't know why they're calling about you because you don't look like you're in distress at all. I said, no, I didn't think so. I said, I turned away from the street so it didn't look like I was trying to cross it. He said, well, I would hope you wouldn't want to cross the street from the position you're in. You'd die.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, I know, which is precisely why I wasn't going to cross the street here.
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, people are just... And he stopped. And I said, crazy?
Stupid.
Well, I'm glad you said it, not me, he said. And he's like, that you know, that's really cool that you're helping people like that. And then, you know, you're okay. And I said, yeah, I'm okay. And he said, I'm just waiting for my, you know, for my people. Okay. And he's like, have a good night. And thanks for, you know, thanks for keeping people safe. And I said, no problem, anytime. And I'm like, you know, the next time you see me standing here like a goof, you'll know not to worry about it. And I said, he's like, is it okay to ask? I'm like, yeah, it's fine to ask. But if I look like I'm not crossing the street, I'm probably not crossing it. He's like, yeah, I know. I just had to check you out because we had all those people, and you know they're twiggy.
Not one of them just pulled over and said,
that's the point. Not one of these six, seven, whatever it was, people who phoned the University of Guelph campus police.
Who have enough to do, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, even if they don't.
Yeah.
That's not the point. Not one of these people who drove by or walked by, because there were people who walked by me.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of them even said hello.
I'm sure they weren't the one calling the police, though.
Well, maybe not. But I don't know that. There were people who walked by me and they said hello, and there were other people who walked by me and they didn't say anything, and I didn't say anything to them. And there were a lot, you know, there was a ton of cars who drove by because it was a busy intersection.
Yeah.
It still is.
I mean, I guess maybe they couldn't pull over right there. Maybe that was the problem.
But why call the cops?
Yeah, I know.
I'm not even standing at the corner. I stood back.
I mean, if they're really concerned, I think there's a parking lot for the second cup.
Yes, there is. It's right there.
And they could have just said, hey, chief.
And I know it's not a big thing, but, you know, people have pulled over on busy streets for a lot less.
It's true.
You know, people do pull over on busy streets, and somebody could have yelled. If somebody was concerned, if they were standing there at the light, and I looked like I was in the wrong spot, open your window and yell. People have done it.
Yeah.
But the point is, not one of these people even tried.
Mm-hmm.
They just called the cops and they said, this retarded blind guy is standing here, you know, go save his
ass. Scoop him up.
And you know, yeah, the cop didn't even know why he was there. He had no idea why he was there. And he actually thanked me for helping.
Mm-hmm. This is cool, dude.
Yeah, he was a very cool dude. And I appreciate cool dudes. And there are a lot of cool people who do help us out, but there are a lot of the antithesis of cool. Just lurking around everywhere.
They're waiting for somebody to just be a goofball.
You are wanting to be helpful so much that you are profoundly unhelpful.
Yeah.
You know, just ask a question. You know, if you think somebody needs help, don't call the cops.
Yeah.
And this is really the moral of the whole podcast. We'll wrap it up here.
Yeah, I think we're...
But this is the moral of the whole thing. You can help, but there's a right way and a wrong way to do it. And if you want to learn how to help a blind person, ask the blind person.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to realize every blind person is going to want a different thing.
Take me, for example. Yeah. Even people who want me to take their elbow... Now that I have Trixie, I just want to follow them.
Yeah.
And they won't have it. They want me to hold on to them.
And you know what the funny part about that is? People want you to hold on to them. You with the dog who wishes to follow them.
Yeah.
I will say to a person, sure, let me just take your elbow. You can help me, sure. And they're off like a fucking shot.
Uh-huh.
I have to catch up to them and try and grab their elbow, and they're like playing, you know, keep away.
Yeah.
With their goddamn elbow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are ways to do it. Just ask. Let us lead you.
Mm-hmm.
You can lead us, but let us lead you into the proper way of leading us.
Yes.
There are right ways and wrong ways to do everything, and we can tell you what the right ways for us are.
And
they're not going to necessarily work for everyone, and even if one blind person yells at you, if somebody sticks his head out of his homo bubble long enough
to scream,
don't let that paint your perception of every blind person, because we're not all the same. We're not all the same. We're all different, which is why you should ask us the same question. What do you need? How can I do it? That's really what helping blind people is all about.
Anybody with a disability.
Yeah. Anybody with any disability, whether it be a deaf guy in a wheelchair, a bubble boy that's not a homo bubble.
Somebody who's a little slow.
Yeah. Somebody with a learning disability, you know, anything.
They know what they need.
Yeah. There's no better person to ask. You know, the best person to ask isn't the person who may or may not be with us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the people you ask, sometimes we don't even know who they are. They're not even helping us. We have never spoken to them in our lives.
But they just happen to help me across the parking lot.
But even if they don't,
mm-hmm.
sometimes they just happen to be behind you in line.
Yes.
Sometimes some other person saw you say so much as, hello, to the person behind you in line, and then suddenly they're your
support person.
They change your diapers.
Yeah.
That's not how it works, everyone.
Yeah.
Not at all. Not at all how it works. The best person to ask is the exact person that you want to help.
Mm-hmm.
And if we say no, it's nothing personal. And if we say yes, for God's sake, stay around and listen to what we need.
Yeah.
Because we'll tell you how to help us.
Yep.
We know what we need help with. You don't have to tell us what we need help with.
Mm-hmm. A funny thing happened to me yesterday. I wrote this whole thing out on the log about the laundry laundry thing. But the after I...
And you talked about it in the beginning of the podcast, too.
Did I?
I think you did.
I don't think so.
You started talking about it. About dogs and...
No, I was going to talk about it, but I never did. I said I was going to.
Okay. I'll talk about it again.
Well, the thing is after I went to the laundry, and I put the cart over on the side, and this dog comes jiggle, 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 and I marshal the dog back. Oh, maybe I did, but I said, you know, you belong to anyone, and got him back in there, and then this woman comes out of the gathering where the dog came from and says, can you see anything? I said, no, I see light. She says, do you need help? I said, yeah. And, because I need help to fill the cart. And she starts trying to drag me. Before I even told her what I need help with.
Drag you towards the exit.
Yes, away from, past the laundry room, and towards the exit. Doesn't even know where I'm going. Just starts dragging me. Thinking, how far would she have taken me? Would she have escorted me out of the building?
Would she have dumped you at the elevator?
Would she have, yeah.
There are print buttons and no bread?
Yeah.
What was she doing? What was her aim here?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I eventually said, we're passing where I need to go. She goes, what? I said, I need to go to the laundry room. Oh, well, do you need help with the machines? I said, well, I need help filling the card. And she was like, card? What? Card? And all that started with her trying to shove the card in the every hole in the machine and whatever.
Too much doing, not enough
but
asking.
Listen, ask me what I need. You don't, do you have telepathy? Mm. No. Didn't think so.
You're not all JoJo Savard. And even she gets shit wrong.
JoJo Savard, didn't she get sued? Probably. That was Miss Cleo.
Yeah, she got sued out of, you never see Miss Cleo anymore. You never see JoJo anymore either, but whoever you are.
Yeah.
You are not Dionne Warwick, and you are not one of her psychic friends.
Yeah.
And even if you are, you might get it wrong.
The one who knows what I need is me.
Yeah.
Me.
We know what we want. Ask us. We're more than happy to take your help if you're cool about it.
Exactly.
Sometimes, even if we don't need it, if you're cool, we'll take it anyway.
Because it's fun. Because you're cool to talk to.
And yeah. We like you.
Yeah. Sometimes we can have a joke or two.
Yeah. Just don't be a tool. Don't assume you know what we need. Don't assume you know where we're going. Don't assume you know why we're here. Ask. Then you'll know. And I think on that note, we're probably done.
I think so. Good God. I'm going to have one hell of an editing job to do.
Yes, you are.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Anyways, we're done. I think this one's going up.
I think so, too. And I hope you enjoyed it.
Some good information in here.
I hope you didn't get bored. I'm going to try and...
And if you did, oh well.
I'm going to
try... You're stuck with it till the end anyways.
I'm
going to
try and
fault.
Split this into hunks, because this is an obscene amount of audio.
Yes, it is.
Obscene.
Anyway, thank you for listening. If somehow you got this without going to our blog, go to our blog, vomitcomet.blogspot.com, and read our dumb shit that we write.
Piles of it. There's,
yeah, there's
heaps of
lots
it.
Of it. We're well over our 5,000th post now.
Yep.
So, yeah, read that. What have we been joking about this whole time? Read that. Click the ads.
Yep.
leave comments. Send us email. We like that.
We like you.
Even if you're dumb, because then we can make fun of you.
Yeah.
But you won't know you're dumb, so what am I talking to you for?
Jeez.
Anyway.
Not mean-spirited note.
Yeah, that's right. But it wouldn't be the VC if we weren't mean-spirited to somebody.
This is true. Isn't that right, Chris? Old jokes.
But anyway, go to the site, enjoy us. We hope you enjoyed this. And, you know, feel free to help blind people. Just do it in the right way.
anybody with a
and
disability.
Go to the Aiming for Accessibility conference next year.
Because it's good.
Yeah. It's... Anyways, I think we're done here.
We gotta
we're
make
gonna
some...
have some supper and all that stuff, and Karen's gonna edit the shit down. Hopefully, it'll be up on Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. But anyways, thanks for listening, especially all of you who made it all the way through. If I had a high five machine.
Oh yeah.
I would use it on you.
People. I would. I would, in fact.
Yeah.
Cheers to you.
All right. Anyways, we're done here. We're out. Thanks for listening. Happy sit in a lawn chair and scratch your nuts day. And happy Monday to everyone else.
And even though it's Sunday today.
Yeah, but they won't be listening to this on Monday. Let's
That's
be
true.
Serious. Here.
That's true.
All right. We're done. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.